The only difference between the first one and the second one is I didn't use both ID and name in the first one. In the first one, I just put name. And then in the next one, I put in ID and name. But that's the only difference. And in fact, when I go out and look at sources out there, I see a lot with just name. And the ID that shows up down below has nothing to do with the map. It has to do with the link from the H reference to number sign I goes into IDI. But the map itself, on the image, it says use map the image, and this time I only have the name there, as opposed to ID equals and name equals. I just have name. And I've got too many things open as usual. What are these?
Yeah, I like working at home because I have my two screens.
I'm jealous. I don't have room in the area that I use to do. The area I have doesn't have room for two screens. And sometimes I bring over a portable table and set up a second computer at least. But I am jealous. I would like to have two screens. That would be a very nice world. Okay, so that takes care of mapping. And the next thing I wanted to look at is forms. Okay, now, the only thing you can really do with a form when you're in HTML is send it to yourself or have somebody else send it to you. You can have a customer, for example, fill out a form on your web page, and then it will get mailed to you. Right now, what we're looking at is just HTML, and then we're going to add in JavaScript, and those are all local to your computer. Yeah.
Did you turn the recorder back on?
Yes, I did, but thank you. those are all local to your computer. The next course in this sequence is a course in PHP, which uses the server. And when you get out using the server, you're going to use forms a lot because you want to gather information to store in a database on the server. And so that is going to use a lot more forms. So for now, what we have is I've got this form and I put out the name and the location and the state, and then I hit submit. And it wants me to go through and add an account and all that sort of stuff. And so I'm just not going to do that. And they don't have it set up correctly here. But if you try it at home, presuming that everything is set up, it should mail to you okay. So if I look at the code on this, oh, also there's a reset. And reset means clear out the boxes. So if I look at the code on this, I have in the body, I have a customer information is the header. And then you can see I've got form action. And the action is I'm going to mail it to myself. Well, that's my Bristol CC address. So it would, if I click this, it will mail it to my BCC address. Okay? And it uses a method called post. And post just means that it will send it. And encryption type, text plain. So it's just got plain old text in setting this up, and it's going to send it to me. There are other methods of sending, like get and everything, and we'll get into those in the other course, as I said, when we're getting into different ways of sending. And then field set and legend are what make those lines go around the form, which makes it kind of look nice. You don't have to use those at all, but it kind of makes the form look nice when you put that field set and then you put the legend in there. And the legend goes around the form. Then there are different ways of doing this. One is label for customer name. So I want to have the label for customer name, and that's simply saying name. And then the next box, I want them to type something in, so I say that's an input box. Type equals text, and that's the customer name. And again, I'm using both ID and name. I finally got tired of deciding which was which as they kept changing things around, and so I just put them both. Then I've got the word required, which means you can't not give a customer name. And then I go down and I say, okay, now the label is for location, and I'm going to have a location and a label. And this time I didn't bother to use the for. I just said label state. And that works just fine. Okay? That's the way I always used to do it, is just put in state. But now they are adding more to it that they think makes it more understandable, I guess. And then I've got the buttons. And so I said input. Type equals submit. That means that in HTML, that submit tells it what it's supposed to do, that it's supposed to execute the action and do the mail to. Whereas the type equals reset tells it that it should clear out all the boxes. So that's behind the scenes code that HTML has. And when it sees type equals submit, it does the form action. When it sees type equals reset, it knows it should clear out the form. Okay. So that's a very basic little form that allows me to send something. And again, the name is required. So if I just put in Fall River, Mass, and hit submit, notice it says, please fill out this field, because it was required. So it gives you the message, please fill out this field, again, because it was required. Okay. So now if I put in Ann and say submit, it does just fine. And it wants me to add an account in order to be able to do it. If you have problems doing it, send it to me and I will test it. Okay, if you have problems getting it, things set up on your computer such that it will work, I can test it. Okay, the next one on the form is the same, except that now I have got the state as a bunch of choices. So I can choose New York if I want to. Okay, so my state is a bunch of choices. And the way I did that is if you look at the view page source, I said label state, and then I said select ID equals state, name equals state. And the options are MA for Massachusetts, RI for Rhode Island, NY for New York, So when it actually mails it, the value is what gets mailed. So I will see MA. If it mails it to me, I'll see the MA. But what I see in the box over here is Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York. But the New York will mail to me as NY. But that lets me put up a box that has a whole lot of options. Okay, so it's a select box, and underneath it are all of the options that are going to go into the select box. So that makes the form a little nicer. And then I can jazz it up a little bit more. Okay, so this time I've added a radio button. And with a radio button, you can only click one or the other, either female or male. Now this one I actually need both the name and the ID. Radio buttons, I want those to be that you can only click one of them. So it has to know there's a group. And I might have had another radio button someplace else that let me pick the state. I might have done the state with a radio button. Okay? So the name field down here where I said gender, that tells about the group. Okay? So the group is the gender group where I want to pick male or female. And so notice that the name is the same. Then notice that the ID is different, and so specific to a button. It's specific to a button. So the first button is female, the second button is male. Okay? So I'm saying gender groups them together and says these two buttons belong in the same group. Now that you know which button is in the same group, the ID is for the female, and the next ID is for the male. So that specifies gender, name gender specifies the group, and then ID female, ID male specifies the elements within the group. And so if you select female, it will send an F. And if you select male, it will send an M. So in that case, I need both the ID and the name. And then the next one is just a text area for a message. Okay? And I can specify its size. I said I wanted room for 4 rows and enough room across columns for 30. And I just wanted to put a message in there. So that's kind of a comment section. And then the last one, why do I keep going back here? And the last one has a sometimes it just doesn't act right. Okay, so a checkbox. The first one was a radio. This is a checkbox. And a checkbox can be all, you can check them all. You don't have to have a group, you can just check them all. And so I don't go through the name, has to be the same. I just put them all in as CC, and the next one is CHK, and the next one is cash. And so it will send me the CC check or cash, because that's exactly what I decided to send. Okay. So I've got a credit card, a check, or a cash, and it's kind of probably a stupid example because you're not going to be paying with all three, but I wanted to use check boxes, so I put check boxes there. Those would be really better suited for a radio button, obviously. Okay, I'm going to pay a third of this with a credit card, a third of it with check, and a third of it with cash. So I'm paying all three. So that was a lousy example, but it gets the idea across of what a checkbox can do for you. Okay? Questions? It's all making sense. Yeah?
Yeah, it does. To an extent. And then you just have to try it.
That's right. And that's the big part. Okay. The next one is looking at iframes. And iframes are, and then we're going to look at frames. Iframes are a way of kind of having a page or something within a page, a page within a page. They used to have frames, and we're going to talk about frames next. And I use frames a lot, actually. But HTML5 said no, they didn't like frames. And so frames are being phased out. And there's a lot of people like me that haven't given up frames. And so they will support them forever, but they will not validate them. And when you go looking for a job, frames would not be a good thing to show as keeping you up to date. But iframes are fine. And so we're going to look at iframes next. So the first one is simply I set up two boxes. And I said, this is the content of the iframe in both of the boxes. And then I said, click here to change the message in the second frame. Okay, so they started out the same with the same messages. And then if I say, click here to change the message, it now has changed it. And the message in the second frame is now different from the one in the first frame. Okay? I said this is the content of the other iframe. So that's the big change I made. So now if I look at the code, view page source. What do they do with it? There it is. I don't know why, but I'm not clicking very well today. Okay, so I set these up, and I set them up with iframe, source equals, and notice the source, it's another page. So the source that I'm putting there is another page. Okay, so I'm putting in source equals another page. And then I gave it a name of first, and I gave the second one a name of second. Okay. Then I came down and I said, okay, now if you click on that, click here to change message, then the AH reference is going to bring up a page called Other 5, and the target is second. So that means it's going to put it in right there in what I call second, because the target is second. So it says bring up the other page and put it in the page where the target, where the name is second. Okay, so target is picking the name. And the second example of this is probably a better example of it. But before I go on to the second one, if you look back, and I don't know why I keep going back 1,000 pages instead of going where I want to be. There's the page called Content. It simply says, this is the content of the iframe. And then if you go back, here is the other one. So those are the pages. And if I wanted to, I could have had a lot more sophisticated pages like I did in this last one. So in the last one, I set up an iframe, and that iframe is showing my home page.
Okay, so that iframe is showing my home page.
And then I said on the side, I've got two things that you can click. One of them says load CIS 122 in the iframe, so there it is. It's now loaded in the iframe. And then I said load PGrocer, and it goes back to PGrocer. So if I look at the code on that, as I said, I'm having real clicking problems today for some reason, or this, just lately, actually. Okay, so now I've got I put up here the two click things, one that says load CIS 122 in the iframe, and one that says load pgrocer.net in the iframe. Okay? And then I went down and I said iframe, and I used that class thing that we talked about where I said the class is going to be in frame. And I did that mainly because I didn't want to write all the stuff out down there in the iframe style, so I put it up here. And I said display, and I said that's going to be block, margin left, margin right to center it, and a certain height and a certain width. So I set up the iframe and made it a particular size. Okay? And in fact, I could have just put iframe up there instead of said inframe, but at the point I was doing it, I was thinking I was going to put another iframe up there, but I didn't want that way. So now I said class equals inframe, so that sets up the frame. And I said, start it out with pgrocer.net. And the name is going to be CIS iframe. And so on the other two, when I click, it tells me what page to put up. And it says the target is CIS iframe, which is the same as the name. So it says put it in that frame. Now, the first one I did, I had two iframes. One was called first, one was called second. I changed the one named second. Here, since I only have one iframe, I'm only changing that one, so my target is CIS iframe. And I'm just changing that one. Okay. Questions? I just, whatever I name this, the important thing is when I set up the image, I have to give it a name.
Oh.
And then I said, whatever name I gave it, that's the target, meaning that's the place I want to put it. Okay? Okay, I'm now standing here debating. I have an in-class exercise that I want you to do, which will take a little time. I can also go over into XHTML and look at frames, but I don't know if you've hit saturation level. So you get to pick.
What's the other option?
The option is that you work on something that will be homework if you don't work on it now.
in-class thing. Yeah. If you go to my site, the first assignment is an in-class assignment. So I was going to give you some time to do that, and I want to give you 15 or 20 minutes. But I think we may have hit saturation level, so I can just give you time to do that because we're ahead of where I want to be. So, and then we can do frames next week. Okay?
Yeah.
You want that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. It is a unanimous vote that we will save frames for next week, and we will go back and do the in-class exercise now.